Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast and life coach in disguise. Ever feel like your head's playing a more intense game than whatever sport you're actually training for? I get it. Being an athlete, whether you're competing at the Olympic level or just crushing that weekly 5K, takes serious grit, dedication, and, believe it or not, mental strength. Today, we're diving deep into the mind game. You know, that thing they don't always talk about in those fancy sports psychology books. We're talking real-world mental health tips that can help you stay focused, resilient, and on top of your game, both on and off the field. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. I know, it sounds a little too Zen master for some, right? But hear me out. It's not about meditating under a waterfall, though, that wouldn't hurt. It's about being present in the moment. When you're on the court or the track, focus on your breath, your body, the feel of the ball in your hand. Tune out everything else, the crowd noise, those nagging doubts, even a friend who just sent you another meme while you're trying to warm up. It's like hitting the mute button on distractions and focusing on what truly matters. Number 2. Embrace the power of visualization. Think about it, every Olympic champion spent countless hours picturing their victory before they even stepped onto the podium. They built those winning moments in their minds brick by mental brick. So, whether you're aiming for a personal best or just trying to nail the tricky move, close your eyes and visualize yourself crushing it. Feel the adrenaline, hear the roar of the crowd or your own internal cheering squad, see yourself crossing that finish line. And finally, let's talk about gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate what you have for your health, your team, the opportunity to push your limits can work wonders for your mental game. Remember those days when everything felt off? You retire, frustrated, and questioning everything. Try shifting your focus to the positive. What's going well? What are you thankful for? This little shift in perspective can be a powerful antidote to stress and negativity. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's game day, you're feeling the familiar mix of nerves and excitement, and your mind starts racing with all those what-if scenarios. You feel yourself starting to unravel. But then, remember what we talked about, take a deep breath. Visualize that winning shot, and think about how grateful you are for this opportunity. Boom. You're back in the game, feeling focused, confident, and ready to conquer. We've got the power to shape our mental state, friends. It's not always easy, but with these 3 tips, mindfulness, visualization, and gratitude, you can build a stronger, more resilient mind that will help you achieve your athletic goals and thrive in every aspect of life. So go out there, crush it, and remember to share your wins and maybe even those epic fails with me on social media. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, both mental and physical. Remember, champions aren't just made of muscles and sweat. They're forged in the fires of a focused and determined mind. Stay strong, stay focused, and most importantly, stay you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.